people of God, in this Advent season, let it be our duty and delight to hear once more the message of the angels, to go to Bethlehem and see the Son of God lying in a manger. Let us hear and heed in Holy Scripture the story of God's loving purpose and the glorious redemption brought to us by his holy child, Jesus. And let us make this place glad with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace and justice on earth, for the unity and mission of the church for which he died, and especially for the church in our country and in this city. And because God particularly loves them, let us remember the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick, and those who mourn, the lonely and unloved, the aged, and little children, as well as all those who do not know and love the Lord. Finally, let us remember before God his pure and lowly mother, and that whole multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in Jesus we are one forevermore. The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ, give us the joys of everlasting life. And to the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all. Amen. Amen. And now our children will tell us the Christmas story. Please be seated and sing the first two verses of O Come, O All Ye Faithful, hymn 83.
Thank you. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus."
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy."
Thank you. those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius, the governor, was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
Thank you.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The peace of Christ be always with you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. Let's give a hand to our wonderful pageant. That was just beautiful. If you're new or visiting, we have a card in your pew that you can fill out, and we will send you our e-newsletter, and we're so glad you're here with us today. Speaking of children, if you want to go on a special scavenger hunt with your children, the Journey to Bethlehem scavenger hunt sheet should be in your bulletin. It is yellow. Mary is pregnant and making her way towards the manger, and you can find all the characters in the story around this area of the church today. I want to invite you to Christmas Eve services tomorrow evening at 4, 6, and 11. More details about those services can be found in your bulletin. We will have both bishop and incense at 11. So if you want to see the bishop, great, but not if you're allergic to incense. You're welcome to come to any of those services. If you need to do some last-minute Christmas shopping, our bookstore is open in Tolliver Hall. We also have some wonderful projects that you can do in honor of your loved ones, such as Heifer International, where you buy an animal for some poor folks in Africa, or you can sponsor a senior citizen in Guatemala. So come to Tolliver Hall and take a look after the service. Also in Tolliver, we're selling tickets to an opera, which will take place on the evening of Epiphany, which is January the 6th. That is the traditional day in which the wise men arrived at the manger. The opera is called Amal and the Night Visitors, and it is about a little crippled boy who is visited by the wise men late one night, and a miracle that occurs during that visit. Last but not least, last night got below freezing, which, as you know, happens very rarely here in Jacksonville. And when it gets below freezing, our city opens up what is called the cold night shelter, so that all of those homeless who have no place to lay their heads can come inside and get out of danger of the cold. On Saturday nights, our cathedral mans that shelter, and we had 5 good men who stayed all night with the homeless last night. And so I want to name them and thank them: Donnie McKenzie, Harry Broom, John Anderson, John Hunt, and Robert Hyde. We thank them very much. And lastly, I think it is particularly poignant for us to hear the Christmas story from our children, given what has happened last week in Connecticut. And inside of your bulletin, Monica made a beautiful collage of the faces of the children. There is a prayer on that card, and I hope you will take the card home with you. Let us end our pageant by saying this prayer together. Heavenly Father, your Son took little children into his arms and blessed them. Grant to us now the assurance that these children and their teachers are encircled by those arms of love. In the midst of our grief, strengthen our faith and hope in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them, you raised up Jesus, our Savior, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us into the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. Bring us at last with John and all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by him, with him, and in him, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. You may be seated. And now, on the final page of your bulletin, please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God watch over you who wait for Christ to come again, you who long to see his face. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.